our final day, and it's been a wonderful weekend, and we've got a great final group here for you for our Sunday afternoon performance. By the way, full day of fall, we want to wish you a good season. And right now, would you please welcome, for their first time collectively to the Monterey Jazz Festival, on the bass, Mr. James Genus, on the drums, Mr. Steve Gadd, on the saxophone, alto saxophone, David Sanborn, and on the piano, Bob James.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. And I have to say what a great, great pleasure it is to be back here at the Monterey Jazz Festival. This is one of the greatest musical festivals in the world, and I'm just so pleased that it's continuing on in its great tradition, and it's an honor and a privilege to be here. So thank you for coming out. Mr. James Genus on bass. This is Steve Gadd on drums. And of course, Mr. Bob James on keyboard.
David Sanborn on the saxophone.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I'd like to also give my appreciation to the Monterey Jazz Festival for so many years of dedication to jazz and to all of you fans who have supported it. I disappeared.
So what Bob was trying to say...
I think I said something.
I wish I could paraphrase what he said. It was so funny. But I know what he would have liked to have said was that we have a new CD out called Quartet Humaine, and we did a couple of tunes from that CD just now. First one was called Montezuma. That was written by the very quiet Mr. Bob James. And the second tune was called Jest Humaine, which is written by a very fine singer and songwriter named Alice Sawyer. I almost said Alice Cooper. That would be something, wouldn't it? But here is Alice Cooper. We have a CD out that's, as I said, Quartet Humaine. But we put out a CD about 25 or 26 years ago called Double Vision. And we did... we kind of never followed it up with anything, you know, immediately following that... So hence our latest CD was this. But right now we're going to do a tune from that CD, which is written by Marcus Miller, called More Than Friends. Thank you.
Maybe. It's working. I'll talk really fast while it's still working. Thank you for having me to the Monterey Jazz Festival. We love being here. It's a very distinguished old festival. We thank you, the fans, for coming. We hope you're wearing sunscreen out there. And we have sort of dedicated our project to the great Dave Brubeck, who contributed so much to jazz over so many years. When we learned that Mr. Brubeck had passed away, our record took on a different circumstance. We recorded it last December, and we realized that we had exactly the same instrumentation, alto sax, piano, bass, and drums. And we had been determined that we would keep this project very simple and straightforward and acoustic. So Mr. Brubeck and Paul Desmond and Gene Wright and Joe Morello kind of guided us through the creative process. And a couple of songs that we wrote, or I wrote, for this project were especially inspired by the adventurous spirit of the music of that time. And so we'd like to play one of them for you now. It's called You'd Better Not Go to College. Thank you.
Thank you.
thank you. Thank you very much.
This next tune is a song that I wrote for my wife. This is, oh my God, is she out there? Honey, this is for you! This is called Sophia. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Going back to our other CD, with this is what is it? Fuck. Shit, I just can't remember shit anymore. Just, it's like every time I blink, it's time for breakfast. Like a memory of a goldfish, right? You know, once around the bowl. It's a whole new world. Anyway. Oh, yeah, this is from Double Vision. This is a song that Marcus Miller wrote. Now, the story of this song is that for a while, Marcus, this is way before he was married, when he was dating, he was going out with this girl from Mozambique, and her name was Shuti, and he'd been going out with her for a few months, and he said, you know, I don't know anything about your family, or, you know, let me show you a picture. Here's my family from, we live out in Jamaica, Queens, and here's my mother, my father, you know, my brother. And he said, do you have any pictures of your family? She said, no, I don't think so. Well, wait a minute. And she reaches in her purse and pulls out a piece of currency from Mozambique, and here's my father. You know, aim high. That's, I bet, must have been hell to break up with her, right? For, anyway, it ended well, so anyway. Anyway, this is a song that he wrote called Maputo.
Thank you. I got a different mic so I don't have to talk quite so fast as I did earlier in the show. But that was Maputo by Marcus Miller from a record that David and I made a long time ago. And I'm so grateful that we have retained our friendship and that we still have the opportunity to play in a wonderful place like this. Wow. I'd like to send my greetings out to Lauren and David DePasquale, who came all the way out from Canton, Ohio. I don't know where they are out here, but I hope they're here today. But and we're going to close our set also by making reference to the tradition that was laid down by certainly not only Dave Brubeck and Paul Desmond, but they were one of the innovators back in that era, and we sort of focused on them for this project. And I was inspired by, I guess, the song Blue Rondo a la Turk made me count in a different kind of way. And I'm hoping that you might try to figure out how to count this song of mine that I wrote as a tribute. Maybe you won't be able to. I was going to give a big prize for anybody who could figure out where one is in this song. But Dave has failed over the... But he, you know, in this business, sometimes we just play whatever we feel like playing. And whenever we feel like playing. So, anyway, here's a crazy song called Follow Me.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, we've been told that we have time for one more song, so thank you. So we're going to do a tune of Bob's from the new CD. This is called Deep in the Weeds. Thank you.
James Enos on bass. Steve Gadd on drums. Bob James on piano.
David Sanborn.
Thank you very much.
I love you guys.
Thank you. So much.
The third standing
ovation. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, James Genus. James Genus on bass. Steve Gadd on the drums. David Sanborn on the alto saxophone. And Bob James on the piano.
And once again, the third standing ovation of this afternoon at the 56th Annual Monterey Jazz Festival. Wonderful performance. This was another example of tying in the legacy of Dave Brubeck to the festival. This was Dave Brubeck project tribute. One of the great tunes they did in this that Bob James wrote was called Don't Go to College, a humorous composition. Kind of a humorous compositional nod to Dave Brubeck's 1954 LP, Jazz Goes to College. That happened early on. Dave Brubeck was one of the first guys to actually start to tour jazz groups around universities in the United States. And so this was a live LP that came out in 1954. So a little homage to Dave and Jazz Goes to College. That incidentally came out about 5 years before Dave had the great success of Paul Desmond's iconic Take Five on their Time Out LP. They continued along in the vein of that with Dave Sanborn's beautifully lyrical composition for his wife Sophia, and then followed that up with a nice funky swing from bassist Marcus Miller, a great composition called Marpoto. And then the next to the last tune we heard was Follow Me, again homage to Dave Brubeck and loosely inspired by Blue Rondo a la Turk. And then they finished up with this very funky tune at the end. So really nice performance.